questions? Pardon?
Talk about your instrument.
Talk about our instruments. They're just mandolins. They have 8 strings. It's hard to keep them in tune. It's impossible to keep them in tune. I changed my strings this morning. They're pretty shot now. No, they're still okay. My problem, I change them usually for every professional application. I have a gig, I'll change them, or a recording session. Usually, if I don't change them on a regular gig, they'll break. So one will break. I don't want that to happen. Plus, they give me free strings. I used to boil them, though. You know, take them off, boil them, and you get, they kind of rejuvenate. How long?
Until 10 minutes.
Until they're al dente.
Such a sav mandolin. I mean, that's amazing. I play a Collings mandolin. I actually live about 20 minutes from the factory down in Texas, just outside of Austin. And I've had this for about 4 years, and I just love it so much. I actually chose from like 3 Collings mandolins, and we got to sit with them for like a week, and this is the one that I chose. So I've been really happy with it. I love it.
I'm playing a Collings as well. This is an A style compared to Sarah's F. It's a pretty similar instrument, really. Except mine has an Engelmann top, which is just a different wood. I like it. It's a little darker. I think you get a warmer tone. Mine's about 2 years old. They're real comfortable to play, and they sound pretty good.
Yeah, I'm playing a Red Diamond mandolin made by Don McCrosty. He called me up and had an idea to copy my old 1922 F5 that Steve Gilchrist nicknamed Crusher. He borrowed it one night, took it home with him, and I asked him later how long did he spend with it. He said he never went to sleep, and he measured every inch of it and counted all the grains in the top, and even had a way of measuring the flexibility of the top and back. Of course, to do that, you have to carve the top and back, and he actually made 10 tops and threw away 4, and he gave me my choice of 6 replicas, and this is the one I picked. I can't really tell it from the other one hardly, but it's less than a year old. But I like playing lots of different mandolins for different applications. I've been playing an Italian mandolin with my quintet. It's called a Giacomil. And it's kind of a radical take on the traditional Gibson design made in Italy. So I kind of think a mandolin is a voice, you know. It's like so many mandolin players or enthusiasts, you know, they just obsess over, is this mandolin better than that mandolin? And I think if, you know, feels good and sounds good to you, it, I mean, they're all different, and it's like saying, well, do you like Ralph Stanley's voice better than Ray Charles's, or do you like, Billie Holiday's voice better than Aretha Franklin? I mean, they're all great. Do you like Howlin' Wolf or Luciano Pavarotti? So, you know, that's what makes a ball game, so to speak. How many do you have there? I've got about 4,000.
I have three. The first one was like my first beginning mandolin, and I've since turned that into, I've got like all my heroes' signatures all over that one. And then my other one is a Weber Bitterroot. I haven't played that in years. Ever since I got this, this is all I play. So.
Yeah, I only have three too. I have Colin similar to that, and I have a Gilchrist as well. 12, 13 years old. It's a great mandolin. I just found it. The Gilchrist, for some reason, didn't travel as well. You know, my top was sinking in a little bit when we go to Colorado and places like that. That's too expensive a mandolin to ruin. I just leave it home now. And these things handle the conditions pretty good, and they sound good.
Let's see. Maybe we should play something on the mellow side.
And a little waltz.
A waltz, how about a waltz?
Waltz.
Yeah, that's a key. D. Sarah's gonna sing one for us. Blue Moon of Kentucky.